Happy top of the week, Farewell listeners. You are listening to episode 34 of Farewell. I'm your host, Clay Skipper. A couple of weeks ago on A Coach Up, I shared three mantras that I like that have been helpful to me. And I mentioned in there that some mantras are not all that helpful or useful. So we are going to balance out that episode with an episode today that takes aim at one of those maybe not so useful mantras. This is from a conversation I had with Kate Bowler. If you remember, Kate was a guest on Farewell back in January. She was the second interview we did in this new version of the Growth Equation podcast in an episode titled How the Cult of Wellness is Failing Us. So Kate is a professor of religious history at Duke and one of my favorite critics or just critical thinkers on the more toxic or nefarious side of wellness, the side that's all about constant positivity and always doing your best and isn't always so realistic about the fact that we are human and we have limits. Kate struggles with chronic pain, and last year, while going through a particularly bad period, she decided to take the hour or so of brain space that she had each day to write a blessing or a reflection that were meant to act as a buoy or carry her through the bad days, the good days, and all the days in between. They were all collected, all 89 of them, into a book called Have a Beautiful Terrible Day that she put out in January around the time of the interview. What you're going to hear from her today is blessing number 38, and it is a meditation on the phrase, best life now. Live your best life now. Have your best life now. That is the mantra that we will be going in on a little bit today. The way she structures these blessings or meditations is she starts with a reflection on the phrase, then a little poem or psalm about it, and then a very small action step. So that's what you're going to hear from her today. You'll hear a reflection, then a psalm, and then an action step. I like this because it lends a nice counterweight to the idea that you have to be doing the most or being the best all the time. We talk a lot about performance and achievement and success and accomplishment. And I think Kate's words are a helpful reminder that it's not always going to be that way. And that's fine too. So here's Kate.
I'll try really hard not to extrapolate because, you know, I'll go into a lecture. All right. Your best life now. The phrase best life now was coined in 2004 by a televangelist and almost overnight began to dominate popular discourse. In centuries come and gone, we might have debated, theologically and philosophically, what constitutes the good life. Now, the best life was the only one worth having. We are inundated with self-help gospels, convincing us that we need to be mastering our lives at all times. And it is deeply untrue. And if we're being honest, not a Christian argument. But nonetheless, we feel the pressure to live that way all the time. The writer Anne Lamott has wonderfully sharp things to say about this burden. Hear me now when I say in my least sanctimonious voice that only Jesus is perfect, so none of your imperfections are a surprise to God. All right, here's a kind of blessy thing. For those who are into religion, this is for you. Those are not just imagine, it's a freeform poem. My world is spinning on the axis of a single thought. I should be living my best life now. Lord, other people are living their effortless, joyful, perfect lives. Why aren't I? When I scroll social media, I see grinning faces teaching me, selling me, convincing me down to every atom of my not sufficiently moisturized skin that I should be more. I could heal myself, budget myself, shop myself whole. I am a project ready to be completed. I am an unfinished checklist. But that much is true. I am incomplete. And you never promised us a finished life. So pry my eyes from the Christmas card versions of other people's lives. God, give me the satisfaction in the trying. Give me joy in the never quite there. Grant me peace in my unsettled heart for my wild mediocrity. Help me smile back at the truth that no one, not one, knows perfection but you. And you already looked at this messy creation at the beginning of time and pronounced it pretty darn good. So then the little step is just like, hey, isn't truth the best? It brings peace and calm and all available joy and satisfaction in the midst of the unattainable. May you declare your messiest self to be deeply loved today.
Wonderful. I imagine none of these things are tethered to one specific moment, but do you remember any where the inspiration for this came from or what you were thinking about when you wrote it?
Yeah, I just couldn't finish any of my lists. Like I would get up and I would have this lurch of hope that the day was going to be productive because I love a productive day. And then I could just feel already by mid-morning that I was like wingina, 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 just like winding down and that the pain was ratcheting up. And when pain is really loud, it just, you can tell people are talking, but it gets kind of blurrier. And then it takes a minute before you realize like, oh my gosh, I'm really like pulling at my back and then by 2 p.m. I had fully maxed out on all my meds. Like there was nothing left to take. And yet the day was going to continue for another 10 hours. So at that point, I just start to feel really like, what am I if I can't actually do anything? So that was the moment where I was like, okay, maybe I'm reverting to my best life now paradigm. Maybe I need to have my okayest life now.
I like that. Okayest life. I can imagine when you're in pain, like you said, the pain's very loud. Yeah. So in some ways I imagine getting through your to-do list, you have to let that go because it's very loud. On days when you're not in pain, but you also can't get through your to-do list, have you gotten better at letting it go?
No. No, I'm not good at it. I'm always so mad about it. But I think the only thing I have tried to do is if something is real, if it's on my calendar. Mm-hmm. And so I who cares about the list? If the list isn't in an actual time slot, then you have to let go of the list because that's not real. That's a glorious fiction you invented because you wanted to feel amazing and it won't happen. Stick to the calendar.
I like that. This is very blasphemous, but I actually said that to someone yesterday. I was like, they were like, are we still on for dinner? And I was like, you're in the calendar and the calendar is God.
That's right.
Shouldn't have said
that.
And we worship
him. I totally agree.
That again was Kate Bowler. I'm a big fan of Kate. I think her brain and her thoughts are so wonderful. I love her voice. I love the way she delivers it. There was one particular line in there that I wanted to pull out. It resonated pretty deeply with me. It was when Kate wrote in her reflection, perfectionism is the voice of the oppressor, the enemy of the people. It will keep you cramped and insane your whole life. That was actually a quote from Anne Lamott. And then Kate continues, to which I say, amen. May we be freed from the constant sense that we are supposed to be a breathing show and tell of a long list of accomplishments. I love that. We can't always be achieving or getting everything done or be doing the most. And that's okay too. Thanks to you for listening. If you were feeling like you need to hear this today, then great. I'm glad that it landed in your feed. And if you didn't need to hear this today, but you think you might need to hear it in the future, then I'm glad you heard it too. Maybe you can put it in your back pocket. If you're enjoying the show, please share it. And please do not hesitate to reach out to me with ideas or topics or guests you want to hear covered or interviewed. My email is clay.growtheq@gmail.com. And you can also call our voicemail. 646-893-9503. You can just give me some feedback on the show, or you can ask a question and Steve, Brad, and I might answer it in a roundtable. We'll be back as always later in the week with another episode. Until then, farewell.